This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1296, Why Unpacking Isn't Always About Travel.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, we get a great question from a listener. What are some new and high-level ways to ask someone to explain something? Get the most natural and native phrases today.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big
money at Menards. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? I need you to clarify something for me because I am confused.
Okay.
Are you living in LA or Denver?
Good question.
Even if I said that, I couldn't give a straight face. Like, could you imagine if I was literally, I mean, like in all our conversations, I like couldn't figure that out.
That would be hilarious. That would be
hilarious. Not listening to you at all.
Well, Michelle, I'm happy to clarify for you. I live in Denver now. I live in Colorado. Yes, the Great West.
I don't know why that just made me laugh so much. But to our listeners, if maybe you missed an episode or two, you may have missed it. So, Lindsay, it is good for you to clarify for our listeners because you've been jumping around a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, Lindsay lives in Denver.
Yes, I've been a bit of a, what's that word, vagabond? Is that what it is? Been moving around quite a bit this year in 2019, but I think I've found my home. There's a lot of sunshine here. There's a lot of outdoorsy stuff. So for now, I'm feeling good in Denver. Yeah.
Good. Thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
I'll make sure to listen to you more in the future.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that would be terrible if I actually didn't know that.
That would
be
bad.
To you, and I talked to you all the time. We did a whole episode about it, and then I'm still confused. Oh my god. Okay, that cracked me up. Anyway, Lindsay, but I wanted to use that word because we have a great listener question about it, and we're going to get into that today. But first, we want to say thank you to those who have reviewed us in our app.
Yes, guys, we have this awesome iOS app, and it has some cool features. It has a search feature, so you can search for any episode you want. It has a real-time transcript feature, right, where you can see the transcripts right in there if you're a premium user, and it has a very cool vocabulary power list that you get to curate for yourself. All vocab words in one place. So thank you to our app reviewers. These guys are over there using it and they said they love it. Khalid949, SP Delhi from the US, and Ikira3020 from Japan. And then let's see, Albert Lee from China. Thanks, guys. Good reviews, by the way, Michelle. Really good ones.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, go over on your iOS device, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses, and you can download the app today.
Awesome. So, Lindy, we have a great question today from Joy from the Philippines.
Awesome. I'm excited. I'm going to read this question. Here we go. She says, hi, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I'm Joy from the Philippines, currently working in Thailand. Cool. I listen to you every day, and my day's not complete without your awesome podcast. Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you.
That's so nice, Michelle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that it's like somebody's like, you know, a part of somebody's day like that. It's really cool, actually.
It's really cool. It's really rewarding for us. We love that. I feel like I know the three of you personally based on stories you tell on the show and on your Instagram. Yeah, guys, by the way, if you're not a member of our Instagram channel, you should be because you're missing important things over there. So go look for the yellow. Look for All Ears English. That connection's right there. You're walking the talk. And I'm one of those who enjoys the scent of a new episode every time. My question is, could you tell me other words, phrases I can use instead of saying clarify when I want someone to make things clear? I've heard others say shine a light on something. I wonder what else I can use to sound a little more natural. I appreciate what you guys do so much. Oh, thank you, Joy.
Thank you, Joy. We appreciate you listening. We really, really do. It means a lot to us. And, you know, especially when we hear from our listeners, it's the greatest feeling.
That's so cool. That's so cool. All right. This is a great question too, isn't it, Michelle?
Oh my gosh, this is so great. It's so helpful for students to ask questions about English, but also for, I mean, like using clarify can help you ask questions about English, but also, you know, for general situations, like asking about a particular topic, asking for directions, all different kinds of things. I mean, Lindsay, what kind of a learner are you? Would you say you have a learner learning style?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I'm pretty visual. Yeah. Also, I think you said you are too, right, Michelle? Yeah. Pretty visual. Yeah. I also can't hear it. Like I am so bad at receiving verbal. And if I get like more than three verbal instructions in a row, I will forget the first one.
Me too. Me too. I need to see something. I need to see something in front of me.
Yep, for sure. So yeah, well, it sounds like we're similar in that sense.
Yeah, but it's funny because I also need to hear it.
Okay, so you need to hear it and see it. That's interesting. I think I need to see it written and see it done. Like I can learn things if I write them myself and I watch someone do it. That's my best way to learn.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, we all have this learning style. So yeah, but sometimes if somebody tries to tell you something in a way that isn't clear to you, you do need to ask for clarification. So that's what we're talking about today. So Lindsay, this word clarify that our listener asked about means to make something clear, right? So for example, I could say, could you clarify what you meant in this sentence?
Yep, that's a great way to say it. Sounds very professional.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Shine a light on something. Yeah, I mean, it seems good. Yeah, could you? I actually tend to hear shed light on something
more than
shine. Yeah.
I think so too. That one sounds a little bit more common to me. But I think shine a light would also be okay. But I like shed light. So, like what's something you could say?
Yeah. So can you shed light on your thoughts on this topic? It has a lot of ons in that sentence, right? But yeah, can you shed light on this? I'm a little confused.
Right. Okay. Right. You could say that too. Yeah. And those are both like very fancy sounding, I think.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. But then, you know, Joy asked for a couple of other ways to say this. So we're going to give her and all of our listeners a couple of other options today, right?
Right.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Well, the first one I love, and I feel like I use this all the time. What is it, Lindsay?
To clear up. I mean, this one is very straightforward. So what would be a sample sentence, Michelle?
Well, you could say, Lindsay, I'm a little confused about how to get to your apartment. Can you clear it up for me?
Nice. Perfect. Yeah. Easy. Okay. This next one, this reminds me of graduate school.
Me too. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
It's one of those, like, there's a handful of words, like there's another one. Trying to think of what it is. It's, learnings, plural, learnings, unpack. There's a number of words that I think I only used in one moment in my life, and that was in my graduate program. What about you?
That's Michelle? Funny. This definitely makes me think of grad school too. Absolutely. Unpack. Yes. But I do hear it sometimes in other places and I kind of like the way that it sounds. Like I feel that it kind of sounds smart, but you wouldn't want to, I don't know. You wouldn't want to like say, oh, can you unpack those directions for me? Like, I don't know. It just wouldn't work. This one is kind of a special one.
Yeah, it's a special one. It's when you are dealing with a high level concept, maybe an abstract concept, complex, and you know, someone's just thrown that out there and you may say, you know, can you unpack that for me a little bit? Like, what are we actually talking about here? Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I like that. You know, and then the last one is also more casual. It's kind of like clear up, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's break it down, to break something down.
Yeah. Okay. This is good. So do we have an example here? Maybe a little role play?
Yeah. All right. So here, let's start. So if X is 32, then Y is 16.
I don't get it.
Okay, Lindsay, let me break it down for you.
I have to make it very clear here. All right, that's good. That's good. Yeah, so I like that we have a variety of phrases here. One of them is kind of a bit more high-level academic-ish, and the others are very simple and straightforward. Good street language.
Yeah, yeah. So, guys, these are useful. You can use them, you know, if you're asking for clarification or if you're giving, you know, clarification to someone. And then, of course, you can just use clarify. But the idea is when you speak to try and simplify the ideas, and we've talked about that before, you know, keeping things simple. And I guess when you're explaining things, try and make it as clear as possible so that the person doesn't need to ask for clarification.
Yeah, and it just makes me think real quick. I want to throw in a bonus one that I've heard more in the movies and kind of around.
Okay.
Is someone will say, okay, explain this to me like I'm a 7-year-old.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, for sure. You've never heard that before?
Maybe I have. I have to listen out for it.
It's just a fun one. Guys, you may hear that in the movies. It's just a bonus for today. But yeah, that's another fun way to play around and just say, please make this simple for me. Make it clear. Okay.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. Oh my gosh. So yeah, this is really great. So we're going to do a role play for you guys now. So Lindsay, you are showing me a work presentation. You're practicing for me.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So what do you think?
It's good. I think it's really good that you're shedding light on this topic that people often don't understand.
Thanks. Do you need me to clarify anything?
Yeah, Lindsay, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm more of a visual learner. I think you could add a graph or something to illustrate the point that you're making on slide 6.
That's a good idea. You think that will clear up any confusion?
Oh, definitely. Also, can you unpack something for me? Why do you talk about our clients dropping off in February when I see there was an increase on the 2nd?
Ooh, good question, Michelle. I'll break it down for you.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, so here we used, so first I said, what do you think? You said it's good. And then you said, I think it's really good that you are shedding light on this topic. So again, I think that's super common. Shining light, a little less common, right?
Yeah, I think so too. And then you said, do you need me to clarify anything?
Yeah, exactly. And then I said, that's a good idea. Do you think, or in that case, we just said, you think that will clear up any confusion. And guys, this is where you want to have the transcripts, you know, because you can see this role play super clearly. And you can see that instead of saying, do you think, we just wrote, you think, right? It's a way of shortening our language and it's much more natural.
Right. I love that. And then I used this unpack. Mm-hmm. I said, can you unpack something for me? And then I asked you a question.
Yeah, that's great. And then, oh, good question, Michelle. I'll break it down for you. That's great. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. These are fun. I like these.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to note that the literal meaning of unpack is, of course, a suitcase, right? For our listeners, just in case we don't know. So if we have a suitcase, we unpack when we get home, right? We're talking about taking that meaning and using it in a figurative way. So pretty
high
level.
I mean, it's like you're unpacking. It's like the suitcase is the complex topic.
Exactly. I love it.
Lindsay, so what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, there are a lot of interesting ways to ask someone, right, to explain something. So don't just stick with, can you clarify? Don't be boring, right? Especially,
or don't just say, can you explain something?
Yeah, can you explain? Right, that's boring. So especially, you know, if maybe you are recounting a story on IELTS, maybe you're in speaking part 2, you have to tell a story in that case, you're going to want to have these high level words. So go ahead and go out and use them, guys.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Let us know how it goes. And if you need us to clarify anything about this episode, you can always ask us a question. We can do a follow-up.
Definitely. And earlier I mentioned IELTS real quick. Don't forget, guys, we also have IELTS preparation, right? We have a podcast called IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. If you're interested in taking IELTS this year, go over and subscribe to that show. All right. Very cool.
Okay, awesome, Lindsay. Well, this has been a fun one. Thanks to Joy for that question, and have a good one, everyone.
All right, take care. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.